This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Thanksgiving can be more challenging than ever as American eating habits change. These days, home cooks have to beware of those friends or relatives who have very rigid opinions about what everyone in their orbit should cook and eat. You know the type, pacing around your kitchen, frisking your ingredients to make sure you meet their high standards for local or organic or ethical or whatever their concern is this year. Genetically modified foods and questions of how and whether to label them are hot topics at the moment. Some people think non-GMO foods are produced with fewer synthetic pesticides and are better from the environment. But as Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports, there's no guarantee that's the case.
Critics of genetically engineered crops, like Megan Westgate of the non-GMO group, often bring up the weed killer glyphosate.
A lot of people are worried about that.
A genetic tweak can make crops tolerate glyphosate. That means farmers can apply it and only kill the weeds, not the crops themselves. But there is a problem with weeds growing resistant to glyphosate. Farmers may then have to use additional herbicides.
So that means there's a lot more toxic chemicals going onto our food and soil and water.
The truth is a lot more complicated.
You really have to look at each crop and its cropping system on a case-by-case basis.
Gregory Jaffe is with the Center for Science in the Public Interest. He says while herbicide use has increased with soybeans, that hasn't happened with corn. He says GMO corn has actually helped lower the use of synthetic chemicals that kill insects. I asked Jaffe, begged him, really, to boil it all down. On net, do GMOs use more or fewer synthetic chemicals than non-GMOs? He says it's just not that simple.
The short answer is it depends.
And it's important to note that the world of non-GMOs is not exactly the Garden of Eden. Mac Earhart, a seed dealer in Minnesota, knows this. I reached him by phone while he was at work. What's that sound in the background?
Somebody working, pouring seeds into a Pro Box.
His company, Albert Lee Seed House, sells corn and soybeans with and without GMO traits. And guess what a farmer will do with the non-GMO seeds? Earhart says probably spray the crops with synthetic pesticides.
Consumers that are buying non-GMO food, I think, are under the misimpression that it automatically means there's a net environmental benefit. And I don't believe that that's necessarily true.
Earhart says in some cases, farmers might use fewer chemicals. But the label non-GMO doesn't mean no pesticides. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.